Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Vocaster from Focusrite. The Vocaster is the easiest way to bring broadcast quality sound to your podcast. You can easily set recording levels, enhance your voice, connect your phone to record calls or stream to apps, connect your camera, and more. Discover the Vocaster today by going to Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. We are also sponsored by Black Podcasters Association. Black Podcasters Association is a vibrant community that unites a diverse range of Black podcasters, creatives, and professionals within the podcasting industry, all of whom are passionate about reshaping the podcasting landscape and amplifying our unique voices. Join BPA at blackpodcastersassociation.com. Greetings, listeners. Welcome to this week's Feedback with Earbuds. Before we get into some new podcast recommendations, I've got some professional news for you. Season one of my new show, Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast, is out now. On each episode, my co-host Tim and I will feature a trailer for a podcast, and then we'll discuss it. Sometimes those trailers were made and then abandoned. Some were made as creative proof. Some are part of a larger body of work. And some were created just for fun. But they're all welcome at the Trailer Park. If you have a trailer of your own, you can submit that to us. Go to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co to learn more. As of this recording right now, we have two full episodes out. The first featured the trailer for a show called Neuroversity, which is about neurodiversity. The second is for a show called Sufficiently Black. It's a show about exploring what it means to be comfortable in your blackness. If any of that sounds intriguing to you, do check out Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast, and let me know what you think. And now let's pivot to some Earbuds podcast recommendations. We've got some more podcasts for Black History Month this week. First, let's take a look back at last week's theme. We love a good recap, don't we? Our curator was Adele Coleman, Chief Operations Officer at DCP Entertainment. She chose the theme, Black History Transcends Time. The podcasts that she chose explore Black history as past, present, and future, and dive into historical moments that are still impacting us today. We listened to two episodes from The Turay Show. We listened to the podcast Black HIV in the South. We listened to Unreformed, the story of the Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children. And finally, we closed it out with Work Stories. Did you have a chance to listen to Adele's podcast recommendations? If so, I would love to know what you thought. You can tweet at me at Ari This and That. Now, let's get to this week's list. Our curator is Takara Small. She's the host of the podcast They Did That, which is new from Something Else Media. The episodes that Takara chose are all about Black pop culture. In just a bit, we will hear from Takara. We'll learn about her podcast recommendations and why she selected them. After that, you'll hear a voice clip from the host of this week's Spotlight Pick, Bear Brook, a true crime story. This is the second season of the show Bear Brook from New Hampshire Public Radio. The first season was a huge hit in 2019. And I'll tell you, I've already listened to a few episodes of this new season, and it is extremely captivating. After the Spotlight Pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I've got some podcast industry news for you before we close the show out for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Here's Takara Small with this week's recommendations on pop culture podcasts.
Hi, my name is Takara Small. I'm a journalist, I'm a TV correspondent, podcast addict, and sci-fi nerd. But the title I'm most excited about these days is podcast host, because I host a show called They Did That for Sony that's all about people from around the world who created and built the things you and I love that we depend on, but were ignored or deliberately written out of history because of their race, their culture, their ethnicity, and so much more. And in the interim, that means someone else got the credit for all the hard work they did. It's a history podcast with a twist, which very much influenced the theme I chose today, which is pop culture, but also with a twist. Okay, first up, the aptly titled podcast called Pop Culture. It has two hosts who aren't just talking about the tea of the day, but breaking it down. This episode is all about Beyoncé's latest album, which, in case you missed it, won Best Dance / Electronic Album at the Grammys. Now, what makes this episode special is you've got host Aisha Harris and her collection of guests talking not just about Beyoncé, but the actual album itself. Yes, I got a lot of press, but what about the lyrics? Why did she pivot to dance? If you want a little bit more information about what you're listening to, why the songs were designed the way they were, why she chose that specific sample and the inspiration behind it, this is for you. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the blogs, articles, and segments that are all about what celebs are wearing, but this is for those who want a little seasoning with their gossip, who want a little bit more beyond what are you wearing on the red carpet. Next, and this is probably going to throw a few people for a loop because I mentioned pop culture, but it's an episode from the Business of Fashion, or BOF, podcast, which is hosted by a fellow Canadian, Imran Ahmed. Now, fashion plays such a big role in pop culture, but especially when it comes to tennis champ Serena Williams' career. On red carpets, people often ask her what she's wearing or about her next match, but in this episode, it goes so much deeper. It goes into her fashion collaborations, her deals, her businesses, and she is quite business savvy. I mean, Serena isn't just a superstar and a woman, she's also the one woman who left Nike to create her own fashion line. And learning more about her business advice and what she's learned on and off the court, about what shoppers actually want and how she figured it out, is fascinating. And I really feel like it's gossip that can apply to almost anything in the business world. Now, I already mentioned that I host They Did That, a history show, and you're probably wondering, how does it fit into my theme of pop culture with a twist? So let me tell you. This show is like the answer key to pop culture moments and things that we love today. In this episode in particular, about a queer Black woman named Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who helped create what we know today as rock and roll, we learned so much about her history, about what she contributed, and how she changed music. Now, if her name sounds a little familiar, it's because in recent years she's gotten name-dropped a whole lot more and mentioned by the biggies. It's a shame it took her decades to get the recognition that she deserves, but in this episode, which is all about the music, it helps you realize that music, TV, movies, some of the pop culture moments that we love are sometimes just something old that have been revamped for a new audience. In Her Shoes by The Cut is one of my favorite podcasts. It's not very often you get to listen to the editor of one of the most influential magazines sit down and chat with the people she actually features in that magazine. But that's exactly what you get in this episode when Lindsay Peoples, who's the editor-in-chief of The Cut in New York Magazine, chats with Issa Rae. When they start talking, it's refreshing because it takes a village to dress and manage the famous. And here you learn how Issa did it all by herself until she made it. They talk about shoes, of course, but I'm more interested in her journey from vlogger to show creator and award winner. I mean, this episode is the one. It's the ultimate hustle culture episode. This interview with Issa Rae, hands down, is a must listen to. Last, but definitely not least, is an episode from Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. Now, of course, I was going to end an episode that includes Oprah. There is no one else you can rant out a list like the Queen of TV, and I kind of stumbled onto this episode and fell in love with it on first listen. I mean, Oprah gets to not only chat with guests, but get them to open up in ways others don't. And for this episode, it's all about Quinta Brunson, who opens up about her ups, her downs, her hurdles, her jokes, and life lessons. But what I found most interesting is how you actually get to hear about how she thrives without dimming or downplaying herself. And that's something that I think any introvert can relate to in or out of the office. You also get to hear more about representation in the industry and what it's actually like for someone who's Black, young, and a woman. Lessons there that anyone can apply to their life. And that's it. That's my list of podcast episodes.
This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is sponsored by On Air Fest. It's the premier cultural event for audio creatives and inspired listeners, bringing together an expansive range of emerging and established voices to explore the creative possibilities of sound. On Air Fest carves a place for artists and storytellers who are defining this moment in audio. On Air Fest takes place in Brooklyn, New York, from February 23rd through 26th. You can learn more at onairfest.com. If you're listening to this and On Air Fest has already passed, I'm sorry you missed it, and I hope you can make it next year. Thank you to Takara for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sharing that voice clip with us. Takara's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click and get listening. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter the next time that it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Bear Brook, a true crime story. Here's the host of the show, Jason Moon, to tell us more about it.
Hi, it's Jason Moon, host of Bear Brook from New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks to the Earbuds Podcast Collective for making Bear Brook Season 2, a true crime story, their spotlight pick this week. Here's a sneak preview of what's to come. In 1988, a pregnant woman was found murdered in the woods of New Hampshire. Police got the killers to confess. But what if it was all a lie? Coming February 20th from New Hampshire Public Radio, Bear Brook Season 2, a true crime story. A story about what happens when an official narrative is challenged.
These convictions take on this mythical power.
After 35 years, is it still possible to get to the truth? And who gets to tell it? Hear the trailer now at bearbrookpodcast.com.
Thank you to Jason and the Bear Brook team for sending in that clip. The first episode of Bear Brook Season 2 aired earlier this week, and we'll be releasing episodes weekly for the next few weeks. Now it's time for the fiction podcast pairing section of our show. We're partnering with Realm Media, who is pairing a podcast with our theme each week. This week, Realm chose the show, If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It. Here's a bit about it. Oscar-nominated actress Gabourey Sidibe stars in this 2022 Webby Award-winning show about a black writer who goes missing and the white podcast host with a savior complex who takes up the cause of finding her. With a coven of influencers pulling the strings, they might find themselves suffering a fate worse than being canceled. Find and follow If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next up, podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell writes about Alphabet Boys, a new multi-season narrative podcast exposing crimes of America's alphabet agencies such as the FBI, CIA, DEA, and ATF. In this show, host Trevor Anderson looks back at 2020, to when the FBI recruited and paid a violent felon tens of thousands of dollars to pose as a racial justice activist and subvert protests in Colorado. Next, PodCamp Toronto is coming. Join podcasters and digital creators from February 24th through 26th at Toronto Metropolitan University. It's a free event that'll have 35 sessions, 3 panels, 2 workshops, and 2 networking events. If you're a Canadian who listens to the show, amazing, hello. If you're anywhere near Toronto, try to get to this event. I really wish I could be there. Next, are you an independent podcaster planning to attend Podcast Movement Evolutions in Las Vegas in March? Simplecast is sharing its booth space with indie creators. If you'd like to have a creative, engaging space to find other indie creators, you can fill out a form to show your interest. The form will be posted in our show notes. I will also be hanging out at the booth and would love to meet you. And last, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we at Earbuds feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. Here are some of this week's stories. 1. Google Podcasts has been removed from Google Search. Find out what that means for podcasts that have been listed and for listeners, and what implications it has for the podcast industry. 2, a new AI tool from Adori makes YouTube podcasting easier and TikTok moves into podcasting. Everyone's been talking about the idea of video podcasting. These two stories will share some much needed context and even some tools that you can try out. 3, research gives insight into how people listen to podcasts. Hint, lots of people listen to podcasts at home and radio on the go. Plus, there aren't as many people listening to podcasts in order to fall asleep as you may have thought. And 4, earlier this month, Hindenburg Pro V2 was launched. If you're unfamiliar, Hindenburg is a DAW, or a digital area workstation. It is very popular among podcast creators. We reached out to Nick from Hindenburg to ask about the launch, and here is what he shared.
Hi, I'm Nick from Hindenburg. Imagine you could edit audio with text. Now, imagine doing it on a plane, a boat, or anywhere the story takes you. Hindenburg has taken transcription offline. But that's not all. A new clipboard, colors, a video track, new cleanup tools, sound libraries, and even a built-in call recorder are in the mix. It's a lot. So, at Hindenburg.com, you can take part of the beta testing, making Hindenburg Pro 2 the best travel companion ever. Thank you to Ariel for inviting me to share our latest news.
You better believe those clips were recorded using Hindenburg. Get more stories like that by going to podnews.net and make sure you subscribe to the newsletter. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Until next time, go and enjoy some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.